Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats will hit the road for Houston on Saturday in preparation for Sunday's game against the Texans. As they wrapped up their work week on Friday, we went inside the locker room and heard from Aqib Talib and Matthew Slater, also Will Svitek, who's in line for a possible starting role with Marcus Cannon's injury, and Silver Salinga, who was promoted from the practice squad to the active roster this week. Here is Locker Room Uncut.
It extends plays. Guys get to uncover, you know, your hits turns into a fade, fades turn into hitches. So it just gives it's a whole another aspect of offense when the quarterback can do that.
Yeah, it was definitely good to be playing. You know, obviously that's what you always want to be doing. And I missed last year, you know, with a tricep injury, was on injury reserve. So it was kind of fun to be back out there playing. Obviously, you never want anybody to go down. But, you know, obviously it was a big game, you know. I play football, and so it was kind of fun to be out there with those guys and, most importantly, get the W and help the team win.
They really embarrassed us last year with the way they performed against us, and I think Scott has done a good job of preparing us, trying to get those issues straightened out, and hopefully we can perform better come Sunday.
It was nice. It was real nice, especially because being on practice squad and, you know, working hard every day and just hoping that you get your number called, so it was nice.
Nice to officially be a teammate of Isaac Sopawaga over here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Aloha!
I was actually with him my rookie year, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for a little bit, so.
He's definitely still successful, so you have to ask Dre that question. But you had the first part right. He's definitely still successful, moving fast, running great routes, and going to get the ball, man. So he's still one of the best in the league.
It's a challenge of facing a bigger guy.
Just his ability to go get the ball, and if you're off balance when you try to jam him, he's a bigger guy, throw you out the way. Here I come. He'll throw you out the way. I mean, he just bring that physical aspect to the game.
You looking forward to J.J. Watt?
Yeah, he's obviously, you know, every week there's, you know, always a challenge, you know, so he's a great player, obviously, you know, everyone knows that, so. Yeah, he's talented, so it's going to be definitely a big challenge. You got to know where he's at. He moves around a lot and does a lot of great things. So,
you know, he's just so explosive. And he's got great speed. He's got great vision, quickness, balance. And he's really got a feel for it now. Being in his second year, he understands what he's doing back there. So he's a dangerous player. It seems like every week we're dealing with a guy that's capable of hurting us, and it's no different this week. So everybody's got to do their job, and hopefully we can contain him.
Has preparation this week been any different, just knowing that you're facing him again and what he was able to do last year?
You could say that.
Yeah.
It's been a lot more meetings, a lot more kickoff meetings. We've watched a lot of tape. And like I said, we've studied last year's film and kind of saw what we did wrong, and we've tried to fix that, so hopefully we can perform better on Sunday.
You know, I understand my role, and, you know, the number one thing I want to do is play my role in my position in this defense. So,
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.